If you've ever been to an aquarium, you know how beautiful it can be to see the colorful tropical fish up close and personal. But have you ever thought about how those fish get to that aquarium? There are various ways they're captured for aquariums, big national ones and the ones in people's living rooms. But some of those practices are having an unhealthy impact on our oceans and coral reefs. For more on this, I got a hold of John Gorman. He's the curatorial manager of the Maui Ocean Center in Hawaii. And he started by explaining how exactly the trade of tropical fish works. Where do people get these?
The majority of them come from places like the Philippines, Indonesia, for example, Sri Lanka. And for the U.S. West Coast, there's actually a significant amount of fishes collected here in Hawaii and shipped basically to L.A.
And how do they do it? What kind of tactics are used?
There's a couple of tactics. So, for example, a very proper methodology would be actually scuba divers underwater using what's called fine mesh gill nets. So you're using a net with a square opening, little gill net opening of, like, let's say 1 centimeter, 1 centimeter squared. And the idea is you create a little barrier and shoo the fish, the targeted fish, into this net and capture them with hand nets. The other methods, and the ones that are less regulated and unfortunately are practiced quite significantly in places like the Philippines, for example, they have native divers who probably are not on like scuba, they're just free diving, and they use squeeze bottles filled with cyanide. So the idea is you go down to a coral head, you squeeze these drugs basically onto around the coral head and wait a few moments and the fish start popping out and just floating to the surface.
Wow. And these are fish that end up in aquariums and people's houses as pets, sort of, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And unfortunately, there's negative consequences. So the negative consequences, first off, are to the actual coral head or coral area or part of the coral reef. So other things that are cryptic or hidden there are probably killed as a result. Cyanide is not the best thing to be using to collect fish. So perhaps for every fish that is shipped live, there are one or two that didn't make it. And then perhaps you, the home aquarium buyer, are unaware that cyanide was used. You have this beautiful fish that you've paid maybe a considerable amount of money for. And perhaps a few weeks later, it's not doing so well and you're just confused by how come. And it could be that there's actually residual cyanide traces within the fish itself.
Ugh, and how widespread is this? I mean, are we talking about millions?
We are talking about millions. You're probably talking at least 40% of the fish collected being affected. Here in Hawaii, we're in a different situation. The industry does not use any kind of drugs. It's illegal. You're not allowed to use anything of any kind, whether it be cyanide or anything less dramatic. The fish are all collected with divers and with netting. That's how it's done. That's the preferred method, but if it's cheaper and easier for guys who probably third world, for example, they're free diving, they don't have the money to have a lot of equipment, and it's simpler for them just to go down and squeeze and a whole bunch of fish come out and there you go, we're good to go basically. And obviously there's middlemen in between. The fish you collect, you send to a middleman who eventually sends them on, and eventually they end up a lot actually in the United States.
Right. And you mentioned the effect on coral reefs. They're already in kind of dire straits right now, right, with climate change and overfishing problems.
Yes, those are really two of the huge consequences that are going on right now. We're having this more frequent higher peaks in ocean temperature in a lot of areas, like, for example, the Great Barrier Reef. And the other thing that we're seeing is, like you said, overfishing, and the consequences there can be quite dramatic.
Yeah, so let's talk about captive breeding programs. Do you think that practices like those could replace these sorts of practices like cyanide that are really harming the environment?
I certainly do. Yeah, I definitely do. I firmly believe in this. But there's two things going on. You have environmentalists who basically feel that taking fish from the ocean is a negative because a lot of them serve a function out on the reef. For example, let's say you have things like yellow tangs or dory, the blue powder tang. Those fish are what we call herbivores. They graze on algae on the reef. They control the algae. If we remove too many, algae is then more predominant on the reef and can impact the growth of coral. So there's that utility factor. These fish serve a role. It's best if we leave them out in the ocean. But cultivating fishes like yellow tang, there's an in-between road, if you want. We can still have folks or even public aquariums display fishes, but the negative element as far as the impact of their utility in the ocean is not there. These guys were captive bred, they were raised in captivity, and it's not a negative consequence to the actual reef.
Yeah, so that's one possibility. But I wonder, with this trade happening and if there's money to be made, it's going to be difficult to stop it. What do you think should be done by governments maybe as a cooperative to try and stop this?
I think you're starting to see more governments looking into this. Even countries like India, for example, they're bringing in laws that are actually quite draconian with regards to the collection of aquarium fishes. I think there's a growing recognition of this as potentially another negative going on a reef. You mentioned ocean temperature and overfishing. And perhaps also, you know, more and more aquarium fish collection. These are things that make it unsustainable with regards to the coral reefs.
All right. John Gorman is the curatorial manager of the Maui Ocean Center. John, thanks so much for joining us to tell us about this.
Hey, no problem. Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.